Holiest One, Tablet 8. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Genesis 1:26. Now the evolutionary process has reached a point where God could plan to create man. All other creation had been done to reach man, Atman, soul. At this point, now God could awaken those unit consciousnesses that had gone through the whole evolutionary process to full awakening as man, or use the consciousnesses in the higher states to cause further progress. This was the highest achievement for the evolutionary process. Man would be in the image of God and after his likeness. He would have a consciousness, a mind, three gunas, and also, as this universe is God's body, which has been divided into seven spheres, lokas, man would have seven spiritual centers, chakras in his body, corresponding to the seven divisions of the universe, lokas, read, universe, and man. Evolution here is not in the sense which is known by scientists. It is not used as accidental events based on chance, but evolution in the sense of readiness of each unit consciousness to occupy its place, niche, in the hierarchy of creation. It is neither life risen from matter, nor spirit fallen to matter, but both. It is a simultaneous manifestation in all levels of creation. The higher the unit consciousness, the greater, closer to pure consciousness or God, its place in hierarchy. Each unit consciousness is manifested according to its level of awareness, which provides the base for its codification in the ethereal level. It is this codification, genetic codes, in the ethereal, astral level, which determines its place in creation. Although the evolutionary steps described by science in a limited sense are true, they are only a small part of the system. In any major evolutionary leap, it is a mass change in the ethereal body of those who have reached a higher level, which dictates a new environment. In such an environment, new beings with a new genetic code appear. That is why we can find mass extinctions of those who have lagged behind, which occur at the leap periods of evolutionary intervals. In essence, although the theory of survival of the fittest is correct in a limited sense, truly it is the fittest survives. That is, those who have reached a higher level of consciousness or desired level are first prepared, codified, their consciousnesses demand, and then the proper environments are created to fit them. It is in this new environment that some offshoots from the main body adapt themselves to different niches for the continuation of their survival. The main body which demands the new environment are those who are the fittest. Those who adapt themselves to the new situation survive. The confusion between different ideologies, groups, explanations, etc. persists when the question of either or arises, as is when people create small visions and so separation among themselves. Therefore, they accept either this theory or that, such as either creation or evolution, either this religion or that. However, the universe or God is an infinite being. There is not such thing as either or. Indeed, when all are put together, then its significance and truth can be realized in whole. Yet, because the whole is so vast, many prefer to limit their vision. With limited vision, they feel more comfortable. However, the limited vision also creates separation, misunderstanding, strife, and sufferings. limited ego, love's limited vision, and that is the cause of all suffering. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Genesis 1:27. In his image means likeness. One of the most misunderstood sentences in the Bible is, in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. The first part indicates that he created him, which means a single person. This is referred to as them later on, which means he created more than one. The verse above therefore says that God created each of them with male and female qualities, androgynous. The man had not been separated into male and female, but these two complementary parts were together in one being. Only in this stage was man in the likeness of God, male and female at the same time. Later on, God saw that it was very hard to help man reach pure consciousness because he was so complete and did not feel any need to be helped. That is why in chapter 2, verse 18 of Genesis, God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone." Alone there means one, all one, or male and female in the same being. It does not mean lonely. It was then in chapter 2 that God divided man into male and female. Therefore, God created them in that stage in his image, male and female. And God made more than one. He made them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Genesis 1:28. Then God blessed them and gave them dominion over everything on earth. And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat." Genesis 1:29. This man was a vegetarian. That is what God planned at the beginning for man to be. Meat here means food. It does not mean the flesh of animals. Meat eating started after the flood of Noah, Genesis 9:3, when man became more flesh. That is why vegetables, herbs, grains, and seeds are food for consciousness, and meat is for flesh. Therefore, emphasis should be on vegetables in our diets with less meat eaten. Also, it should be noted that in this stage, man does not eat. This sentence is a decision for when man becomes a breathing being and will receive a visible body. "And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat." And it was so, Genesis 1:30. Therefore, animals and other beings also will be vegetarian. "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day." Genesis 1:31. The Lord God looked over all his creation and was very pleased with it. The sixth phase of creation was finished. So he completed his plan of creating everything in order to help human consciousnesses reach pure consciousness. So far, everything was in the state of planning and was created in the ethereal stage. God was planning now to bring unit consciousnesses to that state of awareness where they could be more easily helped to reach pure consciousness. The human is that being which can reach pure consciousness. In the next chapter, God started to create everything into a visible form and continued to perfect it as necessity arose.